Blackstone Audiobooks presents Burning Moon by Richard Berry. Again, it seems we meet in the spaces in between. Glenn Phillips. For Sunny Sun Van Nguyen, who came far to make it home. Acknowledgements. Thanks to all who sheltered a grateful writer from the storm. Shelley Lowenkopf for his guidance. Sun Van Nguyen for his translations and inspiration, Robert Basin for his faith, Frank Goad for his design and friendship, Harry Sims for his eagle eye, Audrey Moore for her boundless optimism, the Santa Barbara Library System for being there, and one very patient wife for more than words can express. Burning Moon. San Miguel Island, months earlier. Until the squall rolled over them like something out of a disaster flick, things aboard Harmony had been more or less confined to the fight, the same one that had started almost from the time they'd left the harbor. Wen's mother, her habit of calling about 100 times a day, then dropping by unexpectedly, so that whenever he came home, she was there. Which meant, of course, no Lam Tin, even what little it had come down to these days. Then there was Wen's rag on Jimmy's old man, Vin, attempting, according to Wen, to intimidate his future daughter-in-law into naming the baby when it came after Vin's first wife, Giang, the dead one from Vietnam, not even Jimmy's mother, as Wen put it. Next issue was Jimmy's insistence that shaving their newborn's head was a useless, archaic tradition. Custom or no custom, nobody was going to do that to his kid. This was America, which really went over big with Mama-san, who spoke about 4 words of English, generally when she needed something and nobody else was around who chattered in Vietnamese. Then there was Jimmy's uncle Luke. His name, of course, sent it spinning off into the usual flaming row, which was the way the whole thing seemed lately. Wen not missing a beat with her comeback. Regular tennis match with razor blades embedded in the balls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?